it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Let's say hello to Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Matt. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, attend one next year. Will it be the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
We'll do the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
All right.
Good, okay. Good pick.
Well, you know what? Technically, next year's Super Bowl is this year's season.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it that way.
Where is it this year? Do we know?
That is a great
Minneapolis?
Question.
Is it?
You might be right.
Maybe I'll go to the next year. I just don't want to go to Minneapolis in February, dude.
Oh, God. Santa Clara.
Oh, San Fran.
Yeah. And then we're SoFi down in L.A.
But I think it's got, we're saying this season.
Yeah.
So next year. So not this Super Bowl. So you can't be like, ooh, the Hawks look good.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. So yeah, you're going to SoFi then.
You're in L.A.
Then Mercedes-Benz are going to Atlanta in 28.
I'd go to Atlanta.
I'd go to Atlanta. Well, I'm going to Atlanta for two things. The ball game
and
lemon pepper wings at Magic City.
I knew it was going to be specific.
Are they like crazy legendary there?
Yes.
No kidding.
NBA players have lied about it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the place called? Magic City?
Yeah, man.
And it's Atlanta. It's chicken wing. Like, it's going to be good. Just throwing that out there. All right, Matt, here's your question. What state is nicknamed the Sunflower State? And I promise
say
you, you never Go think ahead. Of sunflowers when you think of this state.
All right. Tennessee.
Nah, that's where you can watch a dog run away for 3 days. It's Kansas.
Kansas, yeah.
Watch him run away for 3 days.
First time I heard that, I was in Hawaii, and the woman working behind the bar, she was from Kansas. And when I even said, where are you from? She said, Kansas. And immediately followed up with, you can watch a dog run away for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I must have stole it from you, but now I just go, well, you know what they say about Kansas? And you say that to people, they're like, well, that's actually pretty funny.
Oh, damn, yeah. All right. Multiple choice question for you. The constellation Cetus, C-E-T-U-S,
ooh, girl,
is represented by what animal? A swan, a whale, a shark, or a hawk?
Let's go with the swan.
That's what I thought.
Hawk.
The whale.
The whale.
Cetus the whale. Cetacean, I believe.
Okay.
Aren't whales cetaceous? Cetacean, something like that.
How do you spell it?
Cetus is spelled C-E-T-U-S. Cetacean, I believe, is C. I'm done. All right, your question. In what country would you find the very popular Amalfi Coast?
You're right, a marine mammal of the order Cetacea. Cetacean.
Repeat that question.
What country would you find the very popular Amalfi Coast? TikTokers go there. Celebrities go there. You got them. I got it wrong.
Bobby Flay's got a place called Amalfi down in Vegas.
Does he?
Yeah, we went to last
time. Ah, okay. All right.
Good spot, man.
And that's the cuisine you had, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah.
And that's how you put it together.
Dude, right. It was fantastic. It was immaculate.
I'll say France.
That was my guess.
Spain?
Italy.
I was going to say Greece, but...
You know, it's funny. I thought it was France, too, and then when I saw Italy, I'm like, Amalfi. That reeks of Italy.
He's got a fish selection, if you will. They've got, an actual monger who sits there, and then you could actually... They tell you there that you can, like, talk to this guy, and he'll give you the history of what we got going on, what we're going to do with these kind of fish, what you get, blah, 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 blah. My mother-in-law and her sister, my wife's aunt, they actually both went over and actually talked to the dude. He was so jazzed that somebody just wanted to talk to him. Like, he was just jacked about it. They had a great time.
Thank you so much.
It was delicious, too.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Sober Matt, your question. On the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch, what was the name of Sabrina's cat? Okay, look.
Is it another witch?
It's not another witch, but it is a name associated with witches.
Yeah. I think he's technically... He might be magic.
There's two cities with this name that we're aware of. One on the East Coast, one on the West Coast.
Oh, there it is. Okay, yep.
Like, think of the history of witches in the United States.
Correct. Capital of Oregon.
Going on trial.
Salem.
Bam. There you go. Nice job. Nice
there
job.
We go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rock.
He might have been a warlock that got turned into a cat.
Well, obviously.
Because he talked, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did talk.
He was funny.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Weed, whiskey, and wenches.
Hola.
Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jerry. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Jerry, our men's room poll. You're going to attend one next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
Oh, I think of the Stanley Cup.
Okay, who's your team?
With the Kraken in
there
it.
There you go. That's what I wanted to know.
All right, here's your question there, Kraken Jerry. What planet is named after the god of the sky?
Uranus.
Boom. One and done, yes. Jerry. Nice
That's
job.
Too easy for Jerry.
Nice yeah, job, Jerry man. Knows his sky and his anus. All right, Jerry, we got a 50-50 question for you here. True or false? Instead of once upon a time, Korean fairy tales begin with, quote, in the old days when tigers used to smoke. True or false?
True.
Yes!
Dumb enough to be true.
That's yeah. awesome.
That is where in the old days when tigers used to smoke.
When they were cool.
Game is a Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
What's that tiger doing?
Minding my own business. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and madams.
Hola.
Let me get one cig and I'll be back to mauling.
Jesse, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jesse, what are you doing? Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
You know, I wish. I'll go grab some later, but I've had a little bit of bud.
Okay. All right, good for you, Jesse. Okay, you're going to attend one next year. Are you taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
I think the Super Bowl would be fun to attend, so I'm going to go with that.
Who's your team?
You know what? I'm not a big sports guy. I don't have a team, but it would just be fun to attend.
Yeah,
so if you don't have a team, then it's great.
It. You would love it.
Zero stress.
Exactly.
All right, Jesse, your question. Which animal is the only animal with four knees?
Oh, wow.
Nice answer.
Oh, thank you.
Kangaroo?
Elephant?
Elephant.
Elephant.
Ah.
Is that because all of their legs face forward?
Mm-hmm. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
They also can't jump.
So why is it not a knee, just if your leg faces backwards? Right, so technically all elephants...
It's an elbow.
Does it qualify as an elbow if
so.
It faces backward?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Does it need to have a cap to be considered a knee? You know what I mean?
I don't know, probably, but still, I think even the legs that face backward, there's no cap on their backward elbow. That just made no sense to me. Either way, yes, it is an elephant. All right, even though you're not a sports guy... What was Michael Jordan's jersey number for most of his NBA career?
All right. Before I answer, which I think I have the right answer, can I give a shout out to my buddy Eddie?
Eddie?
Hi,
oh,
Eddie.
Man. All right. Fine.
What's up, Eddie?
Appreciate it. I believe it was number 23.
Boom.
You believe correctly.
Nice job.
Wasn't that the Jim Carrey movie?
The number 23.
Was it 23?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ted, do you remember what he was when he played for the Wizards?
Was it 40?
He was 45 when he retired and came back with the Bulls. I think he was still 23 with the Wiz.
Was there not 42 involved in that too?
There was 45 when he, because remember he came back kind of after baseball and like just for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
he went back to 23.
Okay.
With the Bulls and then with the Wizards. Look, Michael Jordan shows up. There's no like, I wonder who gets the number. Like it's his number. Like LeBron wears 23 because of him.
Right. As a tribute.
Right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.